In Wheeling, there's a new urban garden, and it's a little out of the ordinary. It's designed for visually impaired gardeners. Not many like it exist in the state. What was an empty lot on Wheeling Island in Ohio County just 3 weeks ago is now a garden of peppers, flowers, and beans. Martin Wach designed and built it. Over the past several years, he's built several urban gardens in the area. Wach has trained mentally disabled people to garden, but even he was befuddled by the idea of creating a garden for the blind. He had to do some research, but he found a few good models.
In Africa was the perfect example. In Ghana and the Congo, all of the blind there garden. They have a vegetable garden. So I begin to realize that the blind, even though they can't see, have operational capability. They've learned how to compensate.
Wach is using some of the African garden techniques here in West Virginia. One device helps the visually impaired know which vegetables are in which beds.
We put a string with knots in it. They slide their hand down the string. One knot is this garden. A little bit farther is two knots, it's cabbage. Three knots is peppers.
The Garden for the Blind is the latest initiative of the Seeing Hand, a Wheeling-based organization with a mission to help blind and visually impaired people lead fulfilling and independent lives. Executive Director Karen Hott says some of the clients find jobs within the organization.
We're always looking for projects and ways to have our employees do, things that they enjoy.
The land for the garden was donated to the group, and now two Seeing Hand employees, Teddy Busby and Debbie Hatfield, are spending a couple of hours a week in the back of the garden, a nursery that grows potted plants and flowers.
She goes and gives me the plant that I just put the dirt inside the pot.
Okay.
That's where we do it all the time.
And how many have you done?
Oh, Lord, we did over.
We lost count.
We lost count.
I said we did over close to 400 or so, something like that.
Really?
Yeah.
And they're going to be beautiful. They're round cover. They're beautiful. They make a beautiful round cover.
Busby and Hatfield use their sense of touch to tell the difference between daylilies and weeds. Other gardening techniques for the visually impaired include wind chimes and herbs with a strong fragrance to help navigate the garden, as well as vertical growing, like walls of tomatoes. The Wheeling Garden could incorporate those in the future. Gardening is new for Busby. He says his mom used to garden when he was a kid, but he never caught the gardening bug himself.
She used to plant flowers and stuff like that. I see her do it, she asked me to do it. I couldn't get into it because I wasn't into it.
But he's getting into it now. Hatfield does have some gardening experience, and she's happy to be getting her hands dirty again.
That time worked. Don't let that fool you. It's easy. It's not.
But she says she likes being outside, and perhaps most importantly, she appreciates the opportunity to serve her community. Right now, the plan is to give some of the garden's produce to the House of the Carpenter, a local charity that distributes food to low-income households. Some will also go to Seeing Hand employees. Overflow may be sold in farmers' markets, along with the plants from the nursery, to pay for garden operations. The hope is with some volunteer help and continued support from the community, Wheeling's Garden for the Blind should soon be self-sufficient and could even become profitable. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Glynis Board in Wheeling.